Around 1,300 troops had been sent to the US capital. Now the Associated Press reports that they're being ordered to return to their home bases. It follows Defense Secretary Mark Esper's promise to keep the military apolitical and his refusal to back President Trump's threat to send military to states where he doesn't feel governors have the protest situation under control. It follows another night of largely peaceful demonstrations in Washington, D.C. in response to the killing of African-American George Floyd last Monday. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.